from Mammoth Spring High School, the 1A District Championship. Of course, both teams, 1A 3 District Championship. So say both teams will advance, of course, into regional next week down at Izzard County High School. The winner of this game will play the 4 seed out of the other region, and the loser will play the 3 seed. And that's the way it works. Of course, this is a very tough region. There's some very good teams on that other district, a couple of state-ranked teams in Viola, Norfolk, and Rural Special. And Greer's Ferry ain't bad either. So some really good basketball teams on the other side of the district, but pretty good basketball teams here as well. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will jump it up. Sarah Crow will control the tap. Picked up by Vangenhoven. She'll hand the Skags, and Bears start on offense here. Across half court. Maynard drops back in that zone. Chevelle Graves going to try to open that up with a three, and she does. Good start for Mammoth Spring as Graves knocks down a wide-open three on the right wing. The Tigers with the basketball on the dribble. Nelson out front. She'll hand off and gives the ball to number 10, Crawford, and Crawford's going to be fouled by Graves. Chevelle picks up her first. Inbound play. Number 23, Jones. It's Madeline Jones. Gives it off to Crawford. Crawford looking inside. Back to Jones. Jones pass. Back around. They swing it into the corner, and that's going to be a travel turnover on the Maynard Lady Tigers. Number 25 over there, that was Nelson, took off without dribbling. So Lady Bears get the basketball back. A little pressure up the floor to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven, nice pass underneath to wide open Megan Upton. Beautiful play. Quick pass from Vangenhoven into the high post to Crow and then down low to Upton. Back up the floor. Maynard with the basketball. Look for their first points. A steal by Sarah Crow. Sarah taking it the length of the floor. She'll go up for the layup. Puts it up and in. And quickly, Maynard wants a timeout. It's 7-0 Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Well, great start here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 7-0 lead, and we've played just a little over a minute. Maynard with the basketball. They'll bring it up the floor. Jones dribbles, gives it into the corner to Crawford, and then we got a travel called as they threw it into the post to Jones, and she took a couple of steps before she remembered to dribble the basketball. Full court pressure now from the Maynard Lady Tigers. Mammoth Spring breaks it easy. They get it underneath to Upton. She'll go up and draw a foul. Good, strong move. And Bears really moving the basketball well here early. I don't think there was two dribbles from one end of the floor to the other. They move the ball with passes. Upton will step to the line. She's got 2 points. Make it three as she knocks down the first. Megan's third point. And an 8-0 Mammoth Spring lead. Second shot is on the way. It's good. 4 points for Megan Upton. 9-0 Mammoth Spring leading Maynard. Excuse me, Maynard here early. With the basketball. Maynard Lady Tigers working the ball around the outside. Jones has it. Hook pass into the corner. They go underneath and it's stolen by Crow. Good defense by Sarah Crow. Into the hands of Shelby Vangenhoven. She pushes the ball down the middle of the floor. Holds up, gives it to Crow. Now to Skaggs, high post to Crow. She turns, kicks it out to Graves in the corner. Vangenhoven is open for three. That's on the way. Little long. Rebound pulled down by Lexi Dobbins. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by the Maynard Lady Tigers. High dribble. Almost lost it there. They go underneath. Shot in and up by up and in by Megan Mustard, number 15, and she's going to draw a foul. See, I think it's going to be on Shelby Vangenhoven. It is. So the Lady Tigers on the board now, trailing by 7. Mustard's free throw is no good. Crow with the rebound. She'll get it out to Skaggs and Lawrence. quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Megan Upton. Megan drives down the lane, puts it up off the glass for two. Megan just went right down the lane. Nobody stepped in front of her, and she gets an easy two. 11-2 now, 9-point Mammoth Spring lead, matching their biggest lead, which was 9-0 with the basketball. They work it inside. Jones shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Megan Upton. She'll hand off to Skaggs, now to Vangenhoven. Shelby down the right side of the floor. Stops, now dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to Skaggs, around to Graves, wide open for three. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by the Maynard Lady Tigers. So Maynard will come back the other way on offense. With the basketball, trying to go inside. It's going to be stolen by Mammoth Spring. Again, good defense by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lauren Skaggs over to Graves. Back out to Skaggs. She's looking inside. Gets it into Crow. She'll put the jumper up. Couldn't get it to go. We got a jump ball. It'll belong to Maynard. Crow missed the shot. Upton got the rebound, but was tied up. And the Lady Bears going to the bench here as Lauren Skaggs will get a breather. And Bryn Washam checks in. A freshman played well in her first senior contest here earlier this week, scoring 15. Shot on the way, a three-pointer for Maynard is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Ball up, no good. Rebound by Sarah Crow. She'll give it off to Washam. Bryn pushing the ball up the left side to Upton. Upton on the dribble, almost lost it. Kicks it out. Now around to Washam. She'll nail the three. Bryn Washam knocks down the three-pointer, and the Lady Bears now lead by 12, 14-2. Little pressure from Chevelle Graves. Now she'll drop back as Maynard brings it across half court. Jones with it, goes right down the lane, has her shot blocked by Crow. Up the floor to Graves. It's a foot race. And Chevelle's going to win that race most of the time. She's got 5 points, and the Lady Bears now lead it by 14, 16-2. Great start here. Couldn't have asked for better. Leading by 14 with 3:51 left to play in this first quarter. Missed shot, rebound pulled down by Washam. Washam trying to get it out to a teammate, and she was fouled. So Lady Bears will inbound the basketball and bring it the length of the floor. Didn't see who the foul was on. We'll wait for him to post it. It's on number 25. That is Amanda Nelson, her first. Washam will bring it across half court on the dribble. Swings it on the wing. Vangenhoven open for three. That's off the rim. Hits and goes over the backboard. Ball bounced high after it hit the rim. Just rolled right over. A little pressure here from Chevelle Graves again. One person press here. Almost got the steal. Back the other way. Maynard with the basketball. Trying to work it inside. They get it to Jones. She'll fire it up and in. Nice shot by Madeline Jones. Her first two. Mammoth Spring back on offense. Leading by 12. 16-4. Washam over to Vangenhoven. Her pass inside to Upton. It's loose on the floor, and it's out of bounds off of Megan. Maynard basketball. Shelby tried that no-look pass. Got it in there, but Megan just couldn't hang on to it. 3:04 left to play first quarter. 16-4, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Almost a steal as Graves got a hand on it. Ooh, and they're going to call the foul on Chevelle. For her, that's her second. Two fouls on Graves. Inbound play now for the Maynard Lady Tigers. Pass deflected as she tried to go inside. And ooh, Chevelle almost got another foul there. Reaching in, trying to make that steal. Jones will fire the jumper. That's no good. Rebound inside. Fought for. Controlled by the Lady Tigers back up. Boy, they're really letting them battle inside. And it's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Maynard Lady Tigers. Mammoth Spring basketball. Graves will come out now with two fouls as number 24, Adriana Corbett, checks in. 2:39 left to play first quarter. Corbett takes the inbound, gives it to Vangenhoven, to Crow. Crow crosses half court on the dribble to Upton. Upton across the floor to Washam. She fakes the three, drives in, puts the shot up, and they called her for the travel. She switched hands. Tough shot. Got it to go, but the travel was called before she made the shot. As she tried to move around the defender, she just threw it up left-handed. It went off the backboard and in. with the basketball. Jones gives it on the wing there, number 22. That's Mustard, Melanie Mustard. And we're going to have a foul on Sarah Crow over the back. Sarah's first. And that is the fourth on the team now. Lady Bears picking up some fouls. Inbound play here for the Maynard Lady Tigers. Looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it in. Shot up, and now they're going to call a foul on Megan Upton. Megan's first, I believe. The foul was called. And that's going to send number 15, Megan Mustard, to the free throw line. Megan's first shot is off the rim, no good. More players checking in here for Maynard. Number 10 back in. That's Olive Crawford. Second shot for Mustard is off the rim and then rolls back in. So she's got three now, and the lead is down to 11. Lady Bears have led by as many as 14. Corbett with the basketball outside. Dribbles to the left. Now comes back right. Three-pointer by Bryn Washam is good. Her second three. She's got 6 points. And the Lady Bears are back in front by 14. Jones with the basketball. Pass over to Crawford. And Crawford's going to be fouled. They're going to get Corbett on the reach. Adriana's first. Sixth on the team. The next one will be the 1-1. The Lady Bears got to be careful here. Pass over. Crawford into the corner. Shot up is no good. Long rebound. Chased down in the corner. And going to go off of the Lady Bears, Megan Upton, and out of bounds. That shot by Dobbins was no good. 1:43 left to play first quarter. Jones is going to fire a three-pointer. It's a long three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sarah Crow. Corbett has it now. The freshman will bring it across half court. On the dribble, gives it to Vangenhoven. Inside, high post to the low post. Beautiful play from Crow into Corbett. That's the second time that play has run perfectly. This time it was Vangenhoven to Crow, then Crow to Corbett. And she drew the foul. That foul's on number 5, Dobbins, her second. Adriana at the line, puts the first one up, and no good. A little bit off to the right. So she's set for the second. Trying to make it a 15-point lead, which would be the biggest lead here in this first quarter. Second one is on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound back up and in by Megan Upton. Megan with 8 points here in this first quarter. Makes it a 16-point Mammoth Spring lead. A minute 15 left in the quarter. Crawford into the corner. They give it off to Nelson. And the pass is going to be stolen. Taken by Corbett. Adriana with a nice defensive play. She gives it to Washam. Washam spins, goes to basket, puts it up, puts it in. Bryn Washam with 8 points here in the first quarter. And it's 23-5. Lady Bears really got their offense rolling here early with the basketball. Driving in. The ball is tipped away. And we're going to have a jump ball. I believe it'll belong to Mammoth Spring with 40 seconds left to play. So Vangenhoven will bring it in to Corbett, and they'll bring it up the floor. Probably play for the final shot here of the quarter with 35 seconds left. Leading 23-5. Washam across the floor. Oh, just a little bit too high. She had Upton open, but threw it just a little high for it. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Maynard. 23-5, 27 seconds left, first quarter. It has been all Mammoth Spring, and that's a turnover. She jumped in the air to pass it, and her teammate had already cut to the basket. It was no longer there. So the Lady Bears will get another shot here to take the final shot of the first quarter. Down to 20 seconds left to play. It is 23-5. See if they can build this out to a 20-point first quarter lead. And this could be a quick ball game if it continues at this pace. And again, the pass too high goes out of bounds. That's twice. Lady Bears have had someone open but threw it just a little bit too high over their head. 6 seconds left to play here in the quarter. Jones across half court. Pass into the middle. Mustard puts the shot up. No good. And that's the end of the first. Your score, 23-5, Mammoth Spring. leading the Maynard Lady Tigers. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Just finishing up a good first quarter basketball for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. An 18-point lead after one, 23-5 over the Maynard Lady Tigers. Again, this is the 1A3 District Championship. Lady Bears head back out on the floor. It's the same five that left the floor. They'll come back with Upton, Crow, Vangenhoven, Washam, and Corbett for the Lady Tigers. We'll see. They come back out. It is Crawford along with Jones, Mustard, Dobbins, and number 25, Nelson. So they're back to their starters. Pass almost stolen. Crow trying to avoid the foul. They come back to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound by Sarah Crow. And she's going to be fouled by Mustard. Number 15, Megan Mustard, called for the foul. And Mammoth Spring will get the ball here. First offensive possession of this second quarter. Corbett will bring the ball up the floor after getting it in from Vangenhoven. Crosses half court. Goes to Vangenhoven on the left wing. High post into Crow. Crow trying to go underneath to Upton. And this time the Lady Tigers stepped in front of it and stole the basketball. Pass over into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is long. Rebound going to be chased down by Bryn Washam in the corner. She'll turn and push the ball up the floor. Bryn on the dribble. Takes it in. She'll hand it off to Vangenhoven. Shelby on the pass into Crow. Nice pass. And the shot no good. Rebound by Upton. Back up no good. And Dobbins pulls down the rebound for Maynard. Headed the other way. The Lady Tigers trying to get back in this. They're down 18. Mustard to Jones. Jones pass is deflected. It's on the floor and going to be picked up by the Maynard Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Dobbins drives in, kicks it out. Jones for three. It's on the way, no good. Long rebound controlled by Bryn Washam. She'll hand to Corbett. Corbett right down the middle of the floor. Crosses half court, stops at the three-point line. Takes it right side into the corner to Washam. Trying to go into Upton. The ball is tipped and taken away by the Maynard Lady Tigers. Maynard headed the other way. Shot up and in. That's number 25. That is Nelson, Amanda Nelson, her first two. 23-7 now, 16-point Mammoth Spring lead. Vangenhoven with the basketball. Crow into Upton. Upton will put it up and in and draw the foul. Well, that play is really working well, that high post feed down low. Again, another easy two. Stretches the lead back out to 18, and Megan will go to the line trying to build that to 19. Megan already in double figures. She has 10. Checking in now is number 3 for Mammoth Spring. That is Lainey Young. She'll come in, and Sarah Crow get a breather. With the basketball now, Upton steps to the line. Free throw is on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 40. That is Aziza Taki with the basketball. The Maynard Lady Tigers almost a steal. Good defense there by Adriana Corbett. Shot into the passing lane. Got a hand on it. And they're going to say it went off of Maynard. Mammoth Spring basketball. Lady Bears will inbound. Corbett takes it from Vangenhoven. Brings it up the floor. They'll go left side to Washam for three. It's on the way. It's good. That's her third three-pointer. And Bryn Washam already in double figures with 11. We've got 5:40 left to play in the first half. Jones with the basketball. She stops, picks up the dribble. Now gives it off to number 22 of looking here. That is Mustard. That is Mackenzie Mustard. We got a foul called. That'll be the one and one. Lady Bears are over the limit. That is Megan Upton's second. And she fouls number 40, Taki. Aziza Taki. Her free throw is no good. Rebound going to be chased down in the corner, though, by the Maynard Lady Tigers. Jones with the ball. She goes up. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Good defense there by Shelby Vangenhoven. She jumped into the passing lane. Corbett drives in, gives it to Washam. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good. Her first miss from behind the three-point line. She had made three in a row. And we got a foul called on Laney Young. Three freshmen on the floor right now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, part of that freshman team that went 30-0 this season. They are all out there along with senior Shelby Vangenhoven and the junior Megan Upton. Shot on the way is good. Number 10, Olive Crawford, made the first free throw. She got fouled. That foul, by the way, was on Laney Young, her first. And now Sarah Crow back in. Megan Upton going to get a breather. Megan with a nice first half already with 10 points. Second free throw is up. It's no good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Crow after Corbett tipped it that way. Adriana walks it into the front court, picks up the dribble, goes into the corner to Young. Young across the floor. Washam for three. She'll put it up. Off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Crow and Jones both had a hand on it, so the jump ball will belong. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Wow. They called the foul on number 24, Corbett, her second. So Lady Bears a little bit of foul trouble here. That's the ninth foul already on Mammoth Spring. Number 23, Madeline Jones will go to the free throw line. 20-point lead right now, 28-8. Lady Bears, after that quick start in the first quarter, has slowed down a bit here in this second quarter. So far, they've only scored 5 points in the second quarter in 3 minutes. High post to Crow. She turns, spins, puts the shot up. It's short. Rebound pulled down by the Maynard Lady Tigers. Quickly back the other way. Jones into the corner. Driving to the basket. Shot on the way is no good. Taki with a rebound. She'll put it back up, no good. And Corbett pulls down the board and quickly heads the other way. Adriana, nice pass into Washam for the easy two. Bryn Washam now with 13 points here in this first half. And a steal for Washam. She saves it back in. And the Lady Bears head the other way. Washam taking it up the floor. They don't pick her up. She goes all the way at the basket for an easy two. 15 for Washam. And Maynard wants a timeout. 32-8. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears right now in control, leading by 24, 32-8 over the Maynard Lady Tigers. This is the district championship game. This team, boy, the complexion of the team has changed a lot here over the last week. Of course, already a pretty good team. And then you add all this depth that they got now with these freshmen moving up, and they have become even better than they were before. And they are dominating this first half against the Maynard Lady Tigers. Maynard will have the basketball. 4:05 left in the half. Again, it is 32-8. Mammoth Spring with a 24-point lead. Biggest lead of the ballgame. Number 22, Mustard, brings it up, and she turns it over. Steal up the floor. Laney Young to the basket. And the Lady Tigers come flying in, knock it out of bounds as Laney was going up for the layup. So Mammoth Spring will inbound. Vangenhoven to trigger the ball in, looking to come in, still looking. She'll bring it in to Washam. Washam into the corner to Young. Now down into the post to Crow, and she's going to be fouled. Number 22, Mackenzie Mustard reaching in, committing the foul. That is the sixth, I believe, on the Maynard Lady Tigers. Again, reminder, we've got another district championship game coming up here later tonight. Mike Crace will have the Thayer Bobcats in Portageville for the Class 3 District 1 championship. Washam's going to fire the three. That's on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor, diving after it. And a jump ball going to be called. Great hustle by Shelby Vangenhoven. The senior getting down on the floor trying to get the loose ball. Saves the possession for Mammoth Spring. Down to 3:33 to play in the half. Inbound play. Crow takes it. Kicks it back out. Skaggs is going to fire the jumper just inside the three-point line, and it was nothing but net. Nice shot by Lauren Skaggs. 34-8. Almost a steal there. Lady Tigers with the jumper, number 12, who just checked in. And searching for number 12 on the roster. Here we go. That's Thrush. April Thrush with her first two. Laney Young going into the high post. Now they go underneath. Bryn Washam puts it up. Ooh, the ball just rolled out. Thought it was going to fall, but she'll go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. Foul is called on number 10. That is Olive Crawford, her first. Free throw by Washam is good. Bryn already with 16 points here in this first half. Shelby Vangenhoven going to get a breather. It's number 23 for Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis checks in. Bryn Washam knocks down the second free throw. That's 17 now for Washam. 2:58 to play. Almost a steal. Washam got a hand on it. It goes back to Maynard. Maynard on the dribble. They come back outside. Mustard thought about the three. Didn't take it. High pass. They'll bring it back around. Mustard with it. She'll fire the three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Lauren Skaggs. Lauren rips it away and almost lost the dribble. Pass up the floor to Washam. Washam drives in. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by the Maynard Lady Tigers. Maynard headed the other way. Shot on the way is blocked. Good defensive play there by Tay Davis. She blocked the shot. It went right into the hands of Lauren Skaggs, and then Lauren was fouled. We'll head the other way now. It will be the 1-1 for Mammoth Spring. That's the eighth foul on the Maynard Lady Tigers. Tessa Smith going to check in now, and Sarah Crow get a breather. Lady Bears leading 36-10, have a 26-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. Free throw on the way for Skaggs is good. Lauren knocks it down. She's got 3 points. Sets for the second free throw. It's on the way. It's good. Perfect. 4 points now for Lauren, and it's a 28-point Mammoth Spring lead, 38-10. Pass is going to be stolen by Skaggs. Lauren pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it off to Young. Young, nice pass back to Washam for an easy two. Good, unselfish play. And Bryn Washam now with 19 points in the ball game. It's a 30-point lead already with 2 minutes to play in this first half. Almost another steal. Maynard looking to get inside. They bring it back out. Jones fakes the three. Drives in. Shot on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound fall for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Laney Young. Lady Bear is sending three more players in here. We'll try to get all the numbers and names for you. Now Lady Bear is going a little deeper into their bench here. Number 5, Jocelyn Tucker in. Also in is number, try to get them here. Right now we're back to action. Lady Bears get the rebound on the missed shot. Jones takes it away. She goes up. She can't get it to go. Back up again. The shot is in for number 25. That is Nelson. She has 4. The Lady Bears head the other way. And again, we're trying to get all the names and numbers here. Number 14 is Amanda Parker into the ball game for Mammoth Spring. And also in, trying to see who the other one is. Had 3 that checked in there. And we're going to have a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. It's 40-12. It's a 28-point Mammoth Spring lead, and we still have a minute 16 to play here in this first half. It has been all Mammoth Spring. They ran out to a 7-0 lead before Maynard ever got on the scoreboard. Shot on the way is in and out, no good for Nelson. Second shot up is going to come off to the side, picked up by Lauren Skaggs. She'll dribble away from the defenders, pass up the floor to Tucker. Tucker in the corner to Davis. They swing it around the outside with a basketball. Parker gives it to Tucker, to Davis, back to Parker. She's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Tucker with a rebound and had it knocked away out of bounds. Lady Bears will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Skaggs, the only starter on the floor right now. Parker with it on the inbound, looking for help, picks up her dribble. She'll hand off to Skaggs, over to Davis. Davis inside to Skaggs, back out to Davis. They swing it around, Parker to Skaggs. Skaggs in the corner. Lady Bears patient here. They give it in to Tucker, and Tucker's going to be pushed as she went to the basket. She'll go to the free throw line. So Jocelyn Tucker, a chance to get her first points of the ball game. Number five, the freshman for Mammoth Spring. 36.6 left here in this first half. Shot is on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mustard. She'll hand off to Jones. Jones now headed up the floor. On the dribble, goes to the corner. Back to Jones. Jones baseline jumper on the way is good. Madeline Jones got the jumper to go. She's got 4 points. And the Lady Bears. Lead is now at 26. Pass back out. Parker to Tucker. Tucker to Smith. She's going to fire the jumper. That's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Davis. Her pass out to Parker. And that's the end of the half. Your score, 40-14. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in control of this one over the Maynard Lady Tigers. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Bears in control here at the half. They dominated that first half of play, leading 40-14. They had the lead out to 30 at one point. They have played just about everybody on the roster so far. There's a few that haven't got in yet, but I'm sure they will before this one over. The way it's going, Lady Bears, like I said, in control here. As we look at the scoring in the first half for the Maynard Lady Tigers, they were led by Madeline Jones and Amanda Nelson with 4 apiece. 3 for Megan Mustard. And then 2 points for April Throsh and 1 point for Olive Crawford. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the freshman Brim Washam came off the bench. She has 19 first half points, 10 for Megan Upton, 5 points for Chevelle Graves. 4 points for Lauren Skaggs and 2 points for Sarah Crow. Again, Lady Bears ran out to an early 7-0 lead and then built that lead to 23-5 at the end of the first quarter. Had a huge first quarter of basketball. And then scored 17 in the second quarter, outscoring the Lady Tigers 17-9 in the second to build that lead out to 26 points, 40-14. The Bears did get into a little bit of foul trouble. Megan Upton, Chevelle Graves, and Adriana Corbett all have 2 fouls apiece here in this first half of play. And they'll have to try to avoid that third foul early here in this third quarter. I want to say thank you again to our Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Boosters for the 2020-2021 season. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body of Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance of Thayer and Highland, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Alton and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball. Again, remind you, this is the first game of our doubleheader here tonight. We'll finish this one up, and then around 7 o'clock we'll be headed to Twin Rivers High School. You know, the Redbone Mike Crace is there as the Thayer Bobcats take on Portageville for the Class 3 District 1 Championship. So a pair of championship games for you here tonight. The Lady Tigers are out of the locker room. Lady Bears just now making their way back out on the floor. We are a little over 5 minutes away from our second half of play here between Mammoth Spring and Maynard from Mammoth Spring High School. We'll take another break. Back with more in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Again, we are at the half, 40-14. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead over the Maynard Lady Tigers. It was just a complete all-around first half for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Defensively, they played very well. Offensively, shot the ball well and really moved the ball well. There was one point there where Maynard tried to go into a press, and Mammoth Spring had one dribble and was shooting a layup at the other end of the floor, because they moved the ball with the pass instead of the dribble and shared it and got an easy one on the other end of the floor. Just did a great job here moving the basketball around in the first half, sharing it with their teammates and finding the open player. And so far in that first half, Brent Washam has been the open player, 19 first half points for the freshman in just her second game. She scored 15, of course, in the game against Armorell. So pretty easy to figure there. She's averaging 17 points on the senior girls team through two games. Hopefully she can keep that up for several more games here in this season. But it's going to be a team game from here on out. Like I said, the other side of the district, when they get into regionals, there are some very good basketball teams. So Lady Bears, good that they can kind of get this chemistry going here with a few district games before they have to face those teams in the regional. We're about 2 minutes away from our second half of play. Again, both teams continue to warm up here at Mammoth Spring High School. We'll take one more quick break. We'll come back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
And we are back again at Mammoth Spring High School as we get set for our second half of play between the Lady Bears and the Lady Tigers for the Class 1A3 District Championship. They'll run the final 45 seconds off of the clock. We'll get back. Looks like teams going back to their starters here to start this second half. See if the Lady Bears can get the kind of start they had in that first half. Really came out on fire in that first quarter. Coaches going over some final instructions here. And what can you say if you're Coach Small? Just continue doing what you're doing. You know, 26-point halftime lead. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to go. It'll be Maynard basketball to start the second half. Jones will take the inbound from Crawford. She'll walk it across half court. Goes to the wing, back to Crawford. They come out front, now to Nelson. Nelson on the dribble, trying to get free, picks up her dribble. Pass off to Jones. She trips, falls down. And they're going to say touch last by Mammoth Spring. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense. Lady Tigers with the basketball. They try to work it inside. It's on the floor, stolen by Crow. Jump ball will belong to Mammoth Spring. On the alternating possession, so the Lady Bears get it right back. 16 seconds into the second half, it is a 26-point lead. Lauren Skaggs crosses half court, gives it on the wing to Vangenhoven. Shelby, one dribble, across to Skaggs. Skaggs open. She's going to take the three. That's in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, taken by Upton, back up and in. Good, strong move. She pulled that down with her left hand, switched to her right, shot it up and in. 42-14. Upton now with 12 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul was on number five, Dobbins, her fourth. Upton knocks it in. She's got 13. So that's four fouls now on Lexi Dobbins. With a basketball, Jones works it into Mustard. Then her pass underneath it ricocheted off of three or four Lady Bear defenders there, off of their feet, and then went out of bounds. Ball belongs to Maynard. Lady Tigers to inbound. Trying to bring it in. Crawford works it in. They go into Jones. Jones turns, puts the shot up. It's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Upton. Off to Skaggs. Laurent. Head up as she crosses half court. Gives it to Graves on the wing. High post to Upton. Now nice pass underneath to Crow. Up and in for two. Sarah now with 7 points in the ball game. And it's back to a 29-point lead. The biggest lead has been 30. Mustard inside, puts it up and in. That is Megan Mustard. She has five. Lady Bear is back on offense. 45-16. 29-point lead. Upton inside, puts the shot up and in. She turns sideways. An awkward-looking shot, but it went in. I guess that's all that matters. 15 points now. And it's a 31-point Mammoth Spring lead. With the basketball, Crawford gives it to Dobbins. Back out to Jones. Around to Nelson, her three no good. Dobbins with the rebound. She'll put it back up no good. Mustard with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. And we'll see who it was because both Upton and Crow were there. And that's going to be on Crow, her second. So Sarah's got two. And that's going to send Megan Mustard, to the free throw line. Megan's got 6 points in the ball game. Makes it a 30-point ball game at 47-17. 6:17 left to play here in the third. Second shot was no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Bears. Lauren Skaggs brings it across half court, goes to the right wing to Graves. Back out to Skaggs. High post to Upton, back over to Graves. She'll fire for three. It's good. Chevelle Graves in double figures now with 10. And the Lady Bears with their biggest lead. They lead it by 33, 50-17. With the basketball, Crawford's pass is tipped and stolen. Graves with it. Graves pushing the ball up the floor. She's got two defenders. She backs it back out. Now goes around the defender. Gives it to Skaggs. Into the post to Crow. She'll put it up and in. Sarah Crow now with 4 points in the ball game. And the Lady Bears lead it 52-17. Almost a steal. The ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Jones, and she's going to get the foul on Crow. And I believe I wrote the points down on the wrong person a while ago. Crow has six, and Graves with eight. The points straight here. Free throw on the way by Jones is good. Madeline has 5 points. Tessa Smith checks in. Megan Upton will come out. Megan with 15 points in the ball game. Another big game for her. Junior sets down. Second shot by Jones is on the way, and it's good. Madeline Jones with 6 points. This is a young Lady Bear team. We've talked about it. Just one senior on the team. And Shelby Vangenhoven, and she's going to shoot the three right now as I say that and knock it down. The only senior on the team, but she's an important senior. If she hits that three, puts the Lady Bears up now 55-19. It's a 36-point lead, almost a steal by Crow. Jones with it. She drives down the lane, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, chased down by Vangenhoven. Off to Skaggs. Lauren pushes the ball down the left sideline. Gives it in the corner to Smith. She's going to fire the jumper. That's off the rim, no good. Graves with the rebound. Shovel pass inside to Crow for an easy two. Sarah Crow now with 8 points in the ball game. And it's 57-19. Lady Bears leading by 38 with a basketball. Nelson outside. They swing it around, trying to work it in. The pass underneath is going to be almost out of bounds, but chased down in the corner. Now it's going to be stolen and out of bounds. Touch last by Chevelle Graves. Lady Bears will send number 12 into the ball game. That is Rayleigh Pierce. Rayleigh checking in for the first time. And Sarah Crow will get a breather. Inbound play. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Tessa Smith pulls it down. She'll give to Vangenhoven. Up the floor to Graves. Chevelle trying to get around the defender is fouled. That's the second foul on the Lady Tigers here in the half. So Lady Bears will inbound on the sideline. Leading by 38. 57-19. Inbound play. Lady Bears. Vangenhoven thought about the three, didn't take it. Pass back out is stolen by Jones. Jones flies up the floor, puts it up, puts it in. Good job by Madeline Jones. 8 points for her in the ball game. Back down to a 36-point Mammoth Spring lead. Smith in the corner to Pierce. Her pass outside, almost into the backcourt, and we're going to have a foul called. That ball would have been into the backcourt and been a turnover, but Chevelle was fouled as she tried to get to it. Foul was on number 25, Nelson, her second. Inbound play, Vangenhoven with it. Shelby drives in the lane, kicks it out. Graves for three. It's on the way, no good. Tessa Smith with the rebound inside, tips it out to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Pierce, back out to Graves, to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven fakes the three, drives down the lane, puts it up, and draws the foul. Nice drive by Shelby Vangenhoven. She'll go to the free throw line with 3:24 left in the third quarter. And that foul was on number 12. That is Throsh, her second. Vangenhoven shoots the shot off the rim, no good. Lady Bears sending more players in, and I'll have to check here on names and numbers. Number 15 going in, that is Krista Crawford. Also going into the ball game is number 11, Anna Nicholson. At the line, Vangenhoven to shoot the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Shelby now with 4 points in the ball game. And a timeout taken. 3:24 left, third quarter, 58-21. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Springs School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. 3:24 left to play third quarter. Mammoth Spring in control, leading 58-21 over the Maynard Lady Tigers. This is the 1A3 district championship game. Lady Bears back on defense. And again, we'll try to check all the numbers here for Mammoth Spring right now. You know, one starter on the floor, that's Shelby Vangenhoven. Shot up is no good. Rebound underneath, back up and in. And I couldn't see who it was in traffic. Looks like number 22. That is Mustard, Mackenzie Mustard. With a basketball, Nicholson with it. She's going to fire for three. And a shot is, in and out. Bounces out. Rebound taken down by Dobbins. Quickly back the other way. Jones on the dribble. She'll pass into the corner. Drive in, and the ball's knocked loose. It's on the floor, fighting for it, and it goes out of bounds. Touch last by Maynard. Good defensive play there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. I think Tessa Smith got a hand on it as the player tried to go up. Shelby Vangenhoven now will cross half court on the dribble. Shelby gives it on the wing to Smith. In the corner to Pierce. Her pass is going to be stolen. And then stolen right back. Pierce with it, gives it to Vangenhoven. She'll put it up and in. Shelby Vangenhoven now with 6 points in the ball game. 60-23, 37-point lead. Pass almost a turnover for Maynard. Out front, the Lady Tigers, Mustard. They try to work it inside. It's stolen by Vangenhoven. Shelby with a nice defensive play. She turns now and pushes the ball up the floor. Vangenhoven gives it to Crawford. She'll fire for two. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Dobbins. Dobbins heads back the other way on the dribble. Kicks it back out. Mustard. That's Mackenzie Mustard, and she's going to be fouled by Tessa Smith. Tessa with a reach in. Commits her first. That is the third on the team. More players checking in here for, should say more, another player. Number 21 checking in. That is Natalie Lester checking in for Mammoth Spring. Tessa Smith will get a breather. The ball's knocked out of bounds. Touched last by Shelby Vangenhoven. A senior playing a little bit extra here with this big lead. Of course, probably her final home game. Well, it will be, because the rest of the tournament will be played somewhere else. Lady Bears set up the defense here as Maynard gets set to bring it in. Ball inbounded. Shot on the way by Dobbins. It's going to be short. Fight for the rebound. It is chased down by Dobbins. It's just tipped all the way back out. She passes in the corner. Mustard running jumper on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Crawford. She'll give it to Nicholson, and Nicholson will hand to Vangenhoven. Shelby brings the ball up the floor. Vangenhoven on the dribble. Looks at that zone defense. Pass over to Nicholson. Almost lost it and did lose it. Stolen by Jones. Jones taking it the length of the floor, puts it up, and it's going to be a foul called on Rayleigh Pierce. Riley commits her first. 1:13 to play third quarter. Seems like it's been a long third quarter. Lots of fouls. 60-23. Mammoth Spring with the lead. The free throw by Jones is no good. Madeline Jones, the leading scorer so far for Maynard. She has 8. Missed that first one. She'll get one more. Sets for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Jones knocks it down. She's got 9. And she's going to come out of the game now for Maynard. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball. Shelby Vangenhoven brings the ball up the floor, down to 1:09 to play. Gives it on the wing to Pierce, into the corner. They come back out front, swinging the ball around the outside. Pierce drives in, looking for help. Her pass is going to be deflected and taken by the Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers heading the other way. Shot up off the rim for Mustard is good. Mackenzie Mustard, I should say, off the backboard, and then hit the rim and dropped through. 34-point lead now, 60-26, down to 39 seconds to play. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Shelby Vangenhoven with a little scoop shot that she shot from just inside the free throw line. And then got the rebound but lost it out of bounds. 34 seconds left, third quarter. Maynard letting the ball bounce up the floor to save time. I don't know if that's going to help when you're down 34. 26 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Shot up is blocked, and we're going to have a foul called. So the clock stops with 22.1 left in the third quarter. Reminder, we've got the Class 3 District 1 Championship over at Twin Rivers coming up. There are Bobcats and Portageville will square off. Mike Crace is there. Shot on the way is no good for the Maynard Lady Tigers, number 15. Excuse me, that's not number 15. That's number 5, Dobbins. Dobbins couldn't get it to go. Rebounds loose on the floor, and it's going to be chased down in the corner by Maynard. Dobbins with it, trying to work it inside. The ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Mammoth Spring. 14.6 to play here in the third quarter. Lady Bears will set up the defense. Inbound play. They'll bring it in. Pass into the corner. Stolen by Vangenhoven, and then Vangenhoven threw it back in, but they said she stepped out of bounds. Good hustle by Shelby. 12 seconds left to play. Mustard with it. She's going to fire for 3, and that didn't hit anything and goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring with 7 seconds left here in this third quarter. Shelby Vangenhoven quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it on the wing to Pierce. Shot on the way is no good. So at the end of 3, your score 60-26. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, we're underway already here in the fourth quarter. Lady Bears inbounded. It's knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Maynard. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. And again, they go to their bench and bring in some more subs here. And we'll get them for you as we go. Looks like they brought some more of the freshmen in, along with Shelby Vangenhoven, the senior, still in the ball game. Corbett gives it to Young. Laney's three-pointer is good. Her first points of the ball game. Laney Young hits the 3, makes it a 37-point Mammoth Spring lead. with a basketball. Three-pointer the other way by Maynard is no good. Rebound on the box out. Taken by Tay Davis. She'll give to Corbett. Corbett pushing the ball up the floor. Adriana on the dribble in the corner. They come back out to Vangenhoven. Shelby across the floor. They swing it, and I'm still checking numbers here. That is Abby Bettis, who's in the ball game as well. Three-pointer by Vangenhoven. Shelby knocks it down. She's got 9 points. And it's a 40-point Mammoth Spring lead now. 66-26. With the basketball, Dobbins drives in. She kicks it out. Three-pointer is up. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. We have over the back on Dobbins. She just fouled out of the ball game. Lexi Dobbins fouls out. And right now, number 14 going to check in for Mammoth Spring. That is Amanda Parker. She'll come in, and Lainey Young will get a breather. Lady Bears with the basketball, leading by 40. Vangenhoven thought about the three, didn't take it. Now she drives in, kicks it out. They work it around to Corbett. Corbett on the dribble. Her pass is going to be behind Parker, and a turnover is going to give it back to Maynard. 5:55 to play in this one. Again, reminder, we got their Bobcats in Portageville coming up for the district championship at Twin Rivers High School. Mike Crace will have the call of that one. 66-26. Maynard with the basketball. Driving baseline, trying to get free. The shot up is no good, and we're getting a foul call. Number four, Kyla Busby, will go to the free throw line. Busby at the line to shoot the two. That foul on number 24. Corbett was her third. First free throw was good for Busby. Her first point. And the crowd's going to show their appreciation now. Shelby Vangenhoven, a senior, her final home game here. She comes out of the ball game. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Adriana Corbett. Corbett on the dribble. She'll hand it back outside to Parker. Back to Corbett in the corner. Ball's knocked loose. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. 4:38 to play. Nicholson will inbound. Takes the ball from the referee. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Corbett. Corbett out to Pierce. She's going to fire for three. That's off the glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Maynard. Maynard headed back up the floor. With the basketball, number four, Busby. She's going to be fouled. Actually, she's going to turn it over. Goes out of bounds. Down to 4:09 to play. Mammoth Spring will advance, or they will win the championship here. Both teams will advance to regional play. Anna Nicholson for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound by number 13 for Mammoth Spring. And again, that is Bettis. She got the rebound, drew the foul as she tried to go back up with it. So Abby with a chance to get her first points here with the clock running. Got the mercy rule in effect. It is a 39-point lead. First free throw is in and out, no good. Abby will set for the second. Second free throw now is on the way and no good. Rebound chased down. It's going to be touched last by Adriana Corbett. So Corbett hit it last. It'll belong to Maynard. Ball went into the locker room. It's taking a little bit more time off the clock as the clock continues to run. Down to 3:16 to play. And more players going to check in for Mammoth Spring here as soon as they get the opportunity. With a basketball, Maynard to the basket, shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, touch last by Mammoth Spring. Players at the scores table going to check in now. We'll try to get all of these names and numbers as they head out onto the floor. Looks like Jocelyn Tucker back in. Also in number 15, Krista Crawford, and number 21, Natalie Lester, three freshmen. Lester with the rebound on the missed shot gives it to Tucker. She'll push the ball up the floor. Tucker on the dribble. Her pass is almost stolen, knocked into the backcourt, and going to be chased down by the Maynard Lady Tigers. And then on the floor, Lester gets the steal, but the jump ball will belong to Maynard. Trying to wrap up the final minutes here of this one. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be the 1A3 district champions, convincingly winning here in the district championship game over the Maynard Lady Tigers. We've got players diving on the floor, still playing hard. This game well out of hand. 39-point Mammoth Spring lead, 66-27. Inbound play here for the Lady Tigers, having some problems getting it in. They finally do. They'll bring it back out with the basketball, number 30, that is Winter Jones. She gives it off to number 4, that was Busby. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and I believe they're going to get a foul. They did get a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Looks like Pierce just picked up her second. And that's going to send number, try to see who it is, number 2 to the free throw line. And that is Hudson, Ashlyn Hudson. And she missed the free throws. Oh, actually, she made the free throws. I'm sorry, made both of them. So Hudson with a pair of free throws has 2 points. Lady Bears turn it over. Shelby Vangenhoven going to check back into the ball game with 56 seconds left to play. And she's going to finish the final home game on the floor, hopefully. And Coach Small called the timeout as Crawford was ready to go up for a wide-open layup. Going to get Shelby back into the ball game here with 46 seconds left to play. Let the senior spend a little bit more time here on her home floor. Season not over, but it is the final home game for the Lady Bears. Pierce is going to fire for 3. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Lester. She can't get it to go. Vangenhoven with a rebound. She's going to draw a foul, and Shelby will have a chance to get some more points here at the free throw line. Shelby with 9 in the ball game. Chance to get into double figures here. 26 seconds left to play as the clock continues to run. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. Vangenhoven in double figures now with 10. She is the 4th Lady Bear in double figures here. Shelby sets for the second. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Nicholson. Nicholson kicks it out. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound inside, and that's the ball game. 67-29, your final score. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the win. We'll take a break. Back to wrap this one up.